And good evening, broadcasting live on WBGB 92.5 FM. It is high school sports. The final game of the regular season for 2024-25 is here tonight. Yes, we know that girls has another week next week, but we got playoffs next week.
Mm-hmm.
That guy right there next to me is Mike Gallagher of the Stanley County News, also the host of our Thumb Sports Line show on WMIC 95.3 FM. We'll do our final regular season one come Tuesday night.
Okay.
We'll preview the girls' playoffs. We'll also have a game in from the first round of the boys' basketball playoffs.
Yes.
And then maybe at the end of the playoff season, we'll come back and recap. But we got a lot to talk about here for this big game tonight. Our final regular season game on WBGB, but the girls' season still has one more week. The boys' ends this week as well. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Great. Saw you last night at that Sandusky Brown City boys' game. Sandusky looking really good and strong.
Yes.
At the end of the season there. Jack Betts' illness, that DayQuil helped.
Didn't seem to bother him, yeah.
So good win there for Sandusky boys. We did that game. That was our final regular season game. Next week we got playoffs. The Crowser-Lexington Pioneer boys' first-round matchup against Emily City Spartans in the playoffs. Tonight, a big game on Thumb Tugger Sports and Girls Basketball, also our affiliate with Sand Lake Broadcasting. Jonathan Bisher covering the Armada-Yale girls basketball game. That is a BWAC championship game.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out a way to listen to JB's stream while we're doing this game because I'm very interested to see how that one goes.
Our game, we've got a championship game tonight here on 92.5 WBGB. It features the Deckerville Eagles at the Kingston Cardinals. The Kingston Cardinal girls, I believe, still the best team in our coverage area, the Big Thumb Conference.
And going out on a limb there, aren't you?
In the Blue Water Area Conference. I am.
Yeah.
The Deckerville Lady Eagles, they can have a share of this title if they win tonight. Kingston Cardinals, they win. They pretty much win it outright.
Yeah, and I mean, these past few, I mean, you could go back a few years now. I mean, in the conference, the best you can really hope for is a shared title with Kingston. The Cardinals do not lose in conference play very often, Eddie.
Last team they lost was 2020, and it was against the Deckerville Eagles.
Deckerville Eagles, I remember that game. Yeah, that was in Deckerville. The Deckerville Eagles had the Watson twins and Addison Williams, and that was a great team. Now, the second time they played when they were in Kingston, Kingston won that game. So that was a shared title between Deckerville and Kingston.
Yep.
Kingston has not lost a conference game since then, Eddie. It's a tough thing to do.
Yeah. All right. Our pregame show continues. We're going to kick it off with the MHSA this week in high school sports. So we'll be back in about 7-8 minutes. In the meantime, thank you to our sponsors, our live broadcast of high school girls basketball coming your way here on 92.5 FM. That's Mike Gallagher, Sand Lake County News. I do believe we have another local newspaper media guy showing up tonight, Scott Bowlesby.
We're going to try and trick him into putting on the headset tonight and joining us for a little bit.
He is from the Tuscola County Advertiser. He'll be here tonight, too, as well. A lot of media coverage in this game. A lot on the line for both teams as well. We'll be right back. Pre-game show continues on Midi Fury on WBGB 92.5. High school girls basketball. It is the Deckerville Eagle girls at the Kingston Cardinals. We'll be back after this week in high school sports with the MHSAA.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
Another former MHSAA athlete is set to join a professional Hall of Fame, and the list of Scholar Athlete Award winners continues to grow. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. After playing basketball and football at Detroit Central High School, Antonio Gates focused on just the hardwood in college. He helped Kent State win its first two Mid-American Conference championships and to a berth in the 2002 Elite Eight. Yet it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame who will be inducting the tight end who never played a down of collegiate football. Gates was a three-year starter at tight end and linebacker in high school. He also led the Trailblazers to the 1998 Class A basketball championship, scoring 17 points in a win over Belleville. When his basketball career at Kent State was done, he worked out for some NFL scouts, signing as an undrafted free agent with the San Diego Chargers. After a 16-year career, Gates is regarded as one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history. He holds the career record for most touchdown receptions by a tight end, 116, and remains the Chargers' all-time leader in receptions and receiving yards. His accolades included 8 Pro Bowl selections, 3 first-team All-Pro honors, a spot on the NFL 2000s All-Decade team, and recognition on the San Diego Chargers' 50th anniversary team. Joining Gates in the 2025 Hall of Fame class are Eric Allen, Jared Allen, and Sterling Sharp. The 4 will be enshrined on August 2nd in Canton, Ohio. For more on Gates, check out our Famous Faces feature as part of the MHSAA's 100th year celebration by going to MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Kingsford swimmer Joey Lundholm. He took first in the Upper Peninsula 100-yard freestyle and 200-yard medley. Marquette won the team title on the boys' side. Marquette swimmer Olive Kruger was a part of 4 titles, 2 individual and 2 relay wins, as the Marquette girls' team also won a team title at the UP Swim and Dive Finals. And to McBain's Peyton Grant, she hit a wild half-court shot at the buzzer to give McBain a 47-46 win over Roscommon.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
A competitive cheer scenario for you today. An inversion is a stunt where the top person or flyer is in an upside-down position at any point while being supported by bases or spotters. When is it allowed to have a temporary loss of contact with the inverted flyer? When transitioning to a double-based sponge with both feet of the flyer in the hands of the bases? When transitioning to a cradle, when transitioning to a stunt at shoulder level or below where both feet of the flyer are in the hands of the bases, or are all of these allowed? If you said all of those are allowed, you got it right.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The MHSAA Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete Award winners have been announced. Head over to MHSAA.com to view the list of this year's winners. This is the 36th year of the scholarship program, with each winner getting a $2,000 college scholarship. To date, Farm Bureau has handed out more than $1.1 million in scholarships to nearly 1,100 student-athletes. And each winner will be recognized during the boys' basketball finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing on March 15th. The winners this year came from a pool of nearly 1,500 applicants and 120 finalists. Candidates are judged on their academic, athletic, and other extracurricular accomplishments, plus community involvement and a short essay on the importance of sportsmanship in educational athletics. The application period for the 2025-26 school year will open in December. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
I'm Mike Lewiski, Director of Radiology and Thumb MRI for Aspire Rural Health. Thumb MRI, it's a joint venture between Spire and Sure Healthcare.
There's a lot of differences in what they call fixed MRIs versus mobile MRIs.
A fixed unit means that it's stationary. It's not traveling up and down Michigan's bumpy roads. We are able to produce a more quality image. Those mobile units are in a semi-trailer. Space is very limited. If I'm a patient that's claustrophobic, I want to go to a fixed unit where it's in a larger room. You get to listen to music. It kind of distracts you from the actual test. Thumb MRI is the only fixed unit in the thumb.
When people talk about a wide bore MRI, what are they talking about?
The opening to the actual MRI unit where the table slides in and out. The large bore MRI is only at thumb MRI. Thumb MRI is doing breast MR. We also do enterography studies, which is like your abdomen pelvis contrast. We also do prostate MRIs for urologists. Typically, the mobile units don't do prostate or breast MR.
How is it an advantage to come over to the thumb and get that MRI?
Patients have the option to go wherever they want to for testing. We are offering next day appointments. We just need your order, your prior authorization. We'll get you scheduled. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. You can call 989-912-6634 or visit us at thumbmri.org. Thumb MRI is located on the main campus of Hillsdale Healthcare in Cass City, right in the heart of the thumb.
Aspire Real Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Welcome back to WBGB 92.5 FM, high school girls basketball action. That was our MHSA this week in high school sports. We start our pregame show here, the Deckerville Eagle Girls at the Kingston Cardinals on this February 20th, 2025. This is the end of the regular season radio broadcast coverage. We got the playoffs next week. The girls still have one more week of regular season play next week. In the last meeting between these two teams here, Mike Gallagher with me from the Santa Clara County News. It was the Kingston Cardinal girls getting the win over Deckerville, 43-28. You were at that game, and Deckerville actually led in that game 16-13 at the end of the first period.
Yeah, and they got out to a 12-6 run in the first quarter, forcing Kingston to call a timeout. But Kingston kind of settled in after that. They had a big run in the second quarter, took the lead into halftime, and you know, once Kingston has a halftime lead, things are pretty much over for you.
Yeah.
But it was a good showing for Deckerville. It was a great start. And if they can continue the way that they started the first time around, they should be all right. But you got to put four quarters together, Eddie.
Yeah, and that's what Kingston was able to take out of the Deckerville Lady Eagles. They only allowed 2 points in the second quarter, 2 points in the third quarter, and only eight in the fourth quarter. Kingston Cardinals come out to start off the second quarter. They can still score. They scored 12 points, 9 points in the third and fourth, 18 points in the second half to take that win 43-28.
Yeah, and I think the thing that was most impressive in that game was Molly Walker, of course. Her ability to get to the free throw line, she was 9 of 9 from the free throw line,
wow.
Finished with 21 points. She's such an impressive player, Eddie, and that's got to be the game plan for Deckerville. You have to figure out a way to slow her down without fouling her, because if she gets to the free throw line, she's going to score.
Yeah, and the team as a whole was 11 of 14 for free throw shooting.
That's pretty good.
Molly Walker had 21 points against Deckerville Eagles. Chesney Wesloff is the second leading scorer. She had 12 points against Deckerville. For Deckerville, Libby Tank had 11 points, but it's the Tank girls are the overall leading scorers for this team. Maley's the young freshman on this team as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it all depends if they can stop either player for Kingston, and they did last time.
Right, and what we saw during the volleyball season with Maley Tank, she's just a freshman, but she took over the setter position for the volleyball team and progressively got better as the season went along, eventually leading the team to a district championship. And that's kind of what we're seeing with the basketball team this year. Not that she was overwhelmed by any means at the beginning of the season as a starter, as a freshman, but she's gotten better and better as the season's gone along. She's a great scorer. In 18 games, she scored 196 points. She's averaging over 10 points a game, and she's such a consistent scorer. The big thing for her tonight is going to be defense. We're going to keep going back to this all night, but you have to be able to slow down Molly Walker. And I think Maley, she did a good job at that the first time around. Unfortunately, she got into a little bit of foul trouble early, And that's what you're going to have to try and avoid if you're Deckerville.
We'll dig into what Deckerville has done throughout the season, give you the point totals that have been reported to us when we come back. It's the pregame show, the Deckerville Eagles at the Kingston Cardinals in high school girls basketball on 92.5. Also streaming online at saintlandbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Todd Christie and the staff of Destiny Plastics in Deckerville salute the teams playing in tonight's big game. They would also like to take this time to salute the administration, teachers, coaches, and students for their academic and athletic accomplishments. Destiny Plastics is happy to present this broadcast as a community service. Best wishes in tonight's game and throughout the season from everyone at Destiny Plastics in Deckerville and Todd Christie Hog Farm. Call 989-233-1726. Question, where do you go to find a complete selection of refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers by brand names like Maytag and Frigidaire? It's Barden's Hardware in downtown Kingston. And yes, they deliver and set up your appliances, because at Barden's Hardware, service is their middle name, and you always get top quality and the best price. Barden's also has your hunting and fishing licenses, plus guns, ammo, and bows and arrows. Barden's Hardware in the heart of Kingston, the hometown store that has it all.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb Cellular.
Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. Our pregame show continues. As we said in our opening segment, Kingston won the first meeting 43-28. Deckerville did lead four quarters 16-13. Let's talk about these Deckerville Eagle girls. I believe Deckerville Kingston here, Mike, probably the toughest schedule overall out of all of the Big Thumb
Absolutely.
And Blue Water Area Conference teams. Now, the BWAC is a different mold there.
Right.
But both Deckerville and Kingston, a Division IV side school, have taken on opponents in that Blue Water Area Conference as well.
And what we've seen with Deckerville is they played a lot of tough teams non-conference early in the season, and it's paying off later in the season. You know, you start off with Croslex, Marlette, Cass City, Sandusky at Little Caesars Arena. And, you know, while you didn't win those games outside of the Marlette game, it has helped you once you've gotten into conference play. And, you know, they picked up wins against Harbor Beach and Ubley.
That was right after they lost to Kingston. I'm sure there was a little anger there. They took it out at Harbor Beach the day next day,
34-16. That's a great win, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, they got back to the league play. They took on Ubley. We covered that game. That's the last time we covered Deckerville. And that was back on January 30th. What could be a district preview there, and they are going to eventually meet up, we think, in the districts, and that's taking place at Ubley this year.
Yes.
And that was a good win, 35-27. Even Kingston had trouble with Obley at one point.
Yes, that's the lone, I don't even want to call it a question mark on Kingston's schedule, but Kingston, they had been on an extended break. They hadn't played in about a week and a half, but Ubley's a good team, though. They play good defense, and, you know, that's going to keep you in games.
And that's a five-win Ubley team.
So, yes.
Yeah, so a good season. They took on the competition. They just came off a win a couple days ago over Dryden, an opponent they had to win,
yeah.
And they got them by 8 points. It was a tough game, but Jacksonville wins 40-32.
That was in Dryden, too, and, it's always tough getting a win against Dryden, especially on the road. So regardless of what the final score says, Deckerville will take it. And that's exactly what they needed to do in order to set up this game tonight.
Well, the key players for this team, Doug Kirkpatrick, 15-4 overall right now. Last year, 13-9 overall, 7-3. In the formerly known as NCTL Thumb League Stars Division, this is now known as the Big Thumb Blue Division. Libby Tech, so far, what's been reported to us, has 207 points. She's a key leading rebounder. I don't know, you might have more than that, but...
Yeah, Libby Tank on the season, she has 271 points in 18 games. She's averaging 15.1 points per game. Maylee Tank, as we mentioned earlier, she's averaging 10.8 per game. And Maya Garza, 5.9 points per game. Those are your three leading scorers. Libby, obviously your leading rebounder.
Third-year starter, too, and she's a junior.
Yes, and she was an all-state basketball player last year. Maya Garza, the third leading scorer, but she does a lot of things that don't show up in the score sheet, whether it be steals or assists. So those are going to be your three key players. On the season, Deckerville has scored 762 points. Those three have combined for 573 of those points. Eddie, that's over 75% of Deckerville's total offense. Libby and Maylee, they combined for 467 points. That's 61% of Deckerville's offense. So you're either going to be counting on those three quite heavily tonight, or, you know, we're hoping to see another player step up. Maybe a Janiel Kynith, a Marissa James, a Bailey Theobald.
Marissa James coming off the bench. She pretty much scores when she comes off the bench.
Yes, absolutely. And Libby Tank, she had 24 in her past four games, 24 against Mayville, 16 against Peck, 16 against North Huron, and then 8 against Dryden this week. Maylee scored 16 against Dryden,
wow.
Kind of taking over for that one.
Nice to have that backup shooter ready. And Maylee Tank has really grown throughout the season.
Absolutely.
She is really, for a freshman, yeah, she's a starter.
Yeah.
And she's getting better and better. This is just the beginning. I think she'll be a great player here when she gets to her senior year.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll talk about the Kingston Cardinal girls, the top team in our coverage area here on Salek Broadcasting and, of course, in the Thumb Sports Writers Association. I'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099. Or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $58.99. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County Equipment.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
At McKenzie Infusion Center, we know managing a chronic condition can feel overwhelming. But relief is closer than you think, right here in your community. I'm Nina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie, reminding you that we are here for you. From rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis to Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, our infusion therapies are designed to ease symptoms and improve your quality of life. With a dedicated team of professionals and a welcoming environment, you'll get the expert care you deserve close to home. No long drives, no stress, just flexible scheduling and personalized treatments that fit your life. McKenzie Infusion Center is proud to serve our community with advanced care that helps you feel your best. Take the first step today. Call us at 810-648-6143 or visit mckenziehealth.org/fusion to learn more. McKenzie Infusion Center, expert care right here at home.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Let's talk about the Kingston Cardinals. They're a damn good team, man.
Yes, they are, Eddie.
Oh, man. They have not lost an NCTL or Big Thumb Blue Division conference game. They're not undefeated. They got one loss, and that was to Emily City. But, again, the competition, they have a lot of common opponents. Kingston has played Ubley. Kingston has played Croswell-Lexington. They lost to Emily City. They've also played Cassidy and beat them. Dackerville played Cassidy. They lost to them. But, man.
They had Carroll on the schedule. That was Monday. It got snowed out Monday.
Yeah. This is a good team. Molly Walker, she's a good player. She has 342 total points. Against Ubley, she shot her 1,000 point. She shot for 31 points against Dryden back on February 14th on Valentine's Day. Chesney Wenzloff, second leading scorer with 132 points. Lauren Krug with 78 points. Other major contributors, Megan Flicky, Lila Kiley, Piper St. George, Brianne Rail as well. Great team here for Kingston.
Absolutely. And, yes, it starts with Molly Walker, but it's really a team effort. It always is with Kingston. They play great defense. They're patient on offense. They are an incredibly tough team to stop.
And they made it to the state finals last year, losing
to Ishpeming.
So they look to try to get back there. It's going to be tough. You lost a lot of great players, but, hey, they're okay. They reloaded.
Yeah.
We're going to get ready here for a national anthem.
As we proudly play our national anthem.
They'll do the starting lineups coming out of this starting lineup. We'll be right back for tip-off. The Deckerville Lady Eagles at the Kingston Cardinals. We'll be right back here on WBGV.
It is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a craft dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a craft dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection. Plus, keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back here on WBGV. Your starting lineup for the Deckerville Eagles. Number 2, Maya Garza. Number 3, Allison Steeb. Number 10, Libby Tank. Number 11, Maylee Tank. And number 12, Janiel Kineff. For the Kingston Cardinal girls, we have number 21, Lauren Krug. Also number 31, Bree Rail. Number 3, Chesney Wesloff. Of course, you're going to have number 11, Molly Walker out there as well for your starting lineup. As a shot taken by Deckerville's miss and Kingston Cardinals will come up with a rebound. Number 25, Megan Flicky, also your other starter here for the Kingston Cardinals. Kingston with possession. Molly Walker at the point. Throws it over to number 25, Megan Flicky, to the right wing. Garza on defense on her. Pass over to the high post to the right corner. Reaching for it. Bree Rail, 3-point range in the right corner. Number 11, Molly Walker with it for Kingston. Number 25 gets the ball, hands it off, Flicky to Walker. Walker just walks her way down the baseline to the left side for two, and they take the lead 2-0.
Yep, that was a patient possession for Kingston and an aggressive score for Molly Walker there, Eddie.
Deckerville possession. Maylee Tank over to Kineff, to Steeb. To the left wing. Steeb moves in, but ball is knocked out from behind by Chesney Wesloff.
Kingston playing some aggressive defense and, poking the ball away there, but no harm done. If you're Deckerville, you do kind of want to get a score here just so, things don't start rolling for Kingston.
Inbounds pass from the baseline from Libby Tank into Garza. She drives to the high post, takes a shot for two, no good. Rebounded by Wesloff. Throws over to Molly Walker for Kingston. They lead 2-0, 6:23 to go here in the first quarter. Walker goes to the elbow, pitches it out to number 21, Krug, up top to Wesloff at the point. Chesney Wesloff is senior. Two other seniors, that includes Lauren Krug and Megan Flicky. The rest are juniors. Molly Walker will be back as well.
Yeah, it's a very experienced lineup for the Kingston Cardinals.
Walker takes a three for the right wing. No good. Chasing for the rebound. They have three Deckerville players. Molly Walker gets it. She's fouled.
And the foul.
And makes a shot from the left side.
Wow. So that was a three-pointer from the right side. She gets the offensive rebound on the left side of the block, puts it up for the layup, draws the foul. And that one is going to be on Maya Garza. So that is her first foul. And Molly Walker has 5 points already, Eddie.
Converts the three-point play, 5-0. The Kingston Cardinals with the lead against the Deckerville Eagles. A 5:40 to go here in the first period. Steeb with it. Wesloff all over on defense. Trying to post up. Maylee Tank, spin move. Draws the foul at the right low block. After getting the pass from Steeb.
That foul is going to go on Megan Flicky, the senior for Kingston.
Maylee Tank goes to the free throw line. Trying to get Deckerville on the board here. First free throw. Nice swish there. 5-1. Maylee Tank with that free throw. Second free throw attempt. That one good as well. 5-2. One possession lead for the Kingston Lady Cardinals. One regular season loss, or 15-1 overall for the Kingston Cardinal girls. To the left side, Walker, but a block, but a foul committed. I don't know if it was on Libby Tank, but it might have been another player behind defensively.
I think it looked like Libby got the block. They're going to give that one to Allison Steeb.
So that was Bree Rail going for the shot. Her shot was blocked, but she was also fouled just before that block. First free throw up. That one is no good. 5-2. 5:27 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw attempt for Bree Rail. That one goes in and out. Rebounded by Libby Tink. Both free throws with the miss for Kingston. Deckerville, another chance here to close the gap. Maya Garza almost loses it, recovers, and throws it over to Tank. Tank down the left lane for two for the layup.
No.
Draws the foul. Maylee Tank back to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's the second straight aggressive move by Maylee Tank offensively. Draws the foul, and she'll be at the free throw line here. That foul is going to go on number three, Chesney Wenzloff.
Maylee Tank made her last two free throws, and I jinxed her. 5-2. First free throw, no good. 5:09 to go here in the first. 5-2, Kingston lead. Second free throw, no, is good. Make that 5-3. Now down to a two-point lead.
Maylee Tank drawing the defensive assignment on Molly Walker.
Molly Walker with the ball at the right wing. She'll go for three. Around the rim, no good. Rebounded by Libby Tank in the middle of the paint. Throws it over to Maylee Tank. Maylee Tank attacking the glass for the layup. Just kind of throws it up. Put back attempt. Good.
There you go.
By Janelle Kine, if I believe.
Yep.
And they have tied it up 5-5.
Maylee Tank looking for the foul call there. Didn't get it, but great job by Janelle Kine. And then the steal by Maylee Tank and Libby Tank working together there.
Garza at the point, calling a play, swings it over to Maylee Tank, pitches it into Libby Tank, and that's knocked away. Taken away by Kingston. Layup attempt by Wenzloff for two. No good. Rebounded by Libby Tank. And over to Maya Garza. Deckerville with possession, trying to take the first lead of the game. It's 5-5, all tied up. Maylee Tank into Libby, just out of reach. And it goes out of bounds.
Bree Rail getting the defensive assignment on Libby Tank, the leading scorer for Deckerville. And she's a little bit shorter than Libby, but she's doing a great job down there.
Coming down with the dribble, Chesney Wenzloff for the Cardinal girls. Swings it over to the left side to Flicky. Flicky at the right wing. Oh, a dangerous pass, but Molly Walker throws it up for two.
Yeah.
Up against Tank. And Kingston takes back the lead 7-5.
Yeah, even when it looks like Deckerville's going to get a defensive stop, Molly Walker somehow ends up with the ball and the basket.
Maylee Tank over to Garza around the perimeter for a long shot for two. No good by Steve. Trying to get that offensive rebound was kind of, but there to get it, though, was Flicky.
Allison Steve with the miss, but that's what you want to see from her, Eddie. She was open. Take the shot.
Molly Walker takes it. After the pass from Flicky, goes down the left lane, takes a shot, and is fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for the third time, I believe.
Let's see who they're going to give that one to. That one is on number 12.
We'll have a timeout.
Janelle Kineth.
3:23 to go. It's 7-5. Kingston will go for free throws. We'll be right back.
Todd Christie and the staff of Destiny Plastics in Deckerville salute the teams playing in tonight's big game. They would also like to take this time to salute the administration, teachers, coaches, and students for their academic and athletic accomplishments. Destiny Plastics is happy to present this broadcast as a community service. Best wishes in tonight's game and throughout the season from everyone at Destiny Plastics in Deckerville and Todd Christie Hog Farm. Call 989-233-1726.
Welcome back. Kingston with the lead, 7-5. Molly Walker will go to the free throw line. Kingston with a two-point lead, trying to extend it. Largest lead of the game by 5-0. Deckerville tied it up 5-5 at the 440 mark. 7-5 right now with 3:23 to go.
We've got Marissa James and Emma Baton checking in for Deckerville.
The officials are having a conversation.
Yeah.
About subbing or... There was two or three buzzers here, so apparently they can't sub yet or what? Until after the first free throw?
I guess so.
Okay, so the officials are sending two players who were coming on, you mentioned, now coming off. And now the other official is confused, talking with the other head official.
So I guess they called the timeout before the first free throw.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you have to wait to sub until after the first free throw. I'm not really sure there.
Okay, that was a great explanation. First free throw hits the back of the rim, goes high in the air, and does not go in. So that's a free throw miss. Now the players come in.
Yeah, and that is Marissa James and Bailey Theobald, the freshman and the sophomore.
Second free throw is good. 8-5, still a one possession lead. Molly Walker making that second free throw. Decker will come down with the dribble.
Ooh.
Bailey Tank loses the ball, stolen away by Flicky. Flicky bounce pass left side to Wenzloff. Wenzloff throws it up.
Oh.
There is a foul.
Oh.
On away from the ball. The foul away from the ball. I didn't see that out there.
I also didn't see that.
Trying to figure that one out. I'll have to look at video on that one.
The ref is pretty sure of himself, so I'm going to say that we probably missed it.
All right, 3-11. It's a hard job.
That puts Wenzloff at the free throw line. She makes the first one. That foul was on Bailey Theobald. That'll be her first.
That's 9-5, your score.
So four fouls for Deckerville, but all different players. So
second free throw, good. Now a two-possession lead is 10-5.
Now Kingston going with a little bit of a zone trap here, Eddie, and Deckerville gets past it this time.
Marissa James set herself up again in the left low block. And talk about how she comes off the bench, gives you contributing points right away.
Yes, and Kingston trying to go with that zone trap, and it leaves Marissa James wide open underneath the basket.
10-7, back to a one-possession lead. Long shot for three by Wenzloff, no good. Libby Tank for the rebound.
That's a great rebound by Libby Tank there.
Over to Maley Tank to the right side. She'll go to the top of the point. The Garza left wing for three. Libby Tank hits the rim, no good. Rebounded.
It's not a bad look, though, Eddie. That's the first three-pointer attempt for Deckerville. They've been trying to get to the basket, but...
Oh, Bree Rail getting that rebound. She loses after the shot attempt by Kingston from the right corner for three. There were no... Actually, there was a passing side. They were ready in transition there, but Deckerville quickly got back to shut that down. 2:15 to go here. It's 10-7. Kingston with the lead, and Deckerville once again with a chance here with possession after that ball went out of bounds. Garza, bounce pass right side. Theobald not expecting it. But into the hands for Kingston to once again Flicky. But that one's turned over also after the pass out of reach to Molly Walker for number 21, Lauren Krug.
Things kind of getting sped up right now, Eddie. I think both coaches would rather things slow down.
Yeah.
Take it easy. And I think we'll see that here from Deckerville. They're going to work the ball around a little bit more.
We're in the two-minute warner now here in the first quarter. Garza over to Maley Tank for Deckerville at the high post. Pass over to Marissa James. Floater for two from a long range.
It's a good look, though.
And rebounded, however, by Krug. She'll throw over to Molly Walker. A little bit of pressure there by Libby Tank. Molly Walker with it. Hands it off to Flicky. Bounce pass to Rail. Rail to the right low block. Is trapped. Double team. Gets between players and gets the ball out. Walker with it now from Flicky. 1:20 to go here. 10-7. 3-point lead for Kingston against Deckerville. High pass set up. Walker, though, gets under the rim. She'll get it back. And a block by Bailey Tank. She steals it away after the block. She's triple teamed and throws it up. Back to Libby Tank for two. Yes. 10-9.
Now, that may have looked like a shot, Eddie, but let's just say that was a pass from Bailey Tank to Libby Tank.
It was a bad shot, but Libby Tank waiting for
it. It was a good pass, Eddie.
With 10-9 is a one-point lead for Kingston now. After the shot by Libby Tank.
Now
Libby the intern.
We've got Maya Garza on Molly Walker here.
Into the middle of the floor. Whistle was called, though. There'll be a foul on Deckerville.
Garza kind of got stuck there on the help defense on number 31, Bree Rail. And that is going to be Garza's second foul, Eddie. So Coach Kirkpatrick is going to, it looks like he's going to put Allison Steve back in. Because you got to be careful now with two fouls.
Especially in the first period right now.
Yes.
First free throw is good by Bree Rail, making it 11-9.
And Eddie, there's only 42 seconds left here in the first quarter, but that is the fifth foul by Deckerville, so Kingston will be going to the free throw line with every foul for the rest of the quarter here.
Wow, already. And second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Maylee Tank. 11-9 after that free throw miss. A chance here for Decker to tie it or take the lead to the high post. Libby Tank.
Oh,
picked up the foot there for a travel. Got away with it. Turnaround jumper to
wow.
Duke. And boom! They tie it up.
She capitalized on the missed call there, Eddie. I think that probably was a travel. Jay Green wanted the travel call there. And, you know, nice sneaky play by Libby Tank.
Second tie of the game at the 25-second mark. We're down to 15. Kingston with possession and maybe taking the last second shot
here. Yeah, they're going to be looking for the last shot here, Eddie, and I have a feeling it'll probably be from Molly Walker.
Lila Kiley in the game. Molly Walker with it. Loses the ball. Recovered.
Oh.
But a foul with just 2 seconds to go. Oh, that's something you don't want to do.
Doug Kirkpatrick is furious. Janelle Kineth going to be checking in here. That foul is going to be on Libby Tank. And that is her first foul of the game.
2 seconds to go, 11-11. Kingston, a chance to take back the lead.
That's tough because that was a good defensive possession for Deckerville up until the shot attempt.
First free throw is no good by number 21, Lauren Krug. Libby Tank will come out. 2 seconds to go here. Second free throw up, no good. Rebounded by Deckerville,
right.
And that's how they'll end it. At the end of the first period, 11-11. All tied up between Deckerville Lady Eagles at the Kingston Cardinals. We'll be right back for the second period.
Question, where do you go to find a complete selection of refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers by brand names like Maytag and Frigidaire? It's Barden's Hardware in downtown Kingston. And yes, they deliver and set up your appliances because at Barden's Hardware, service is their middle name, and you always get top quality and the best price. Barden's also has your hunting and fishing licenses, plus guns, ammo, and bows and arrows. Barden's Hardware in the heart of Kingston, the hometown store that has it all. At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with the purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale now through March 3rd at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills.
Or
online at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County.
Coming out of the second quarter, just 7 seconds in, and a foul by Deckerville right away.
Yeah.
It's 11-11 all tied up, and going to the free throw line is number 25, Megan Flicky.
And that was a great aggressive play by Flicky, and it was on Libby Tank, so that'll be her second foul. Not a very good foul either, Eddie.
Yeah, back-to-back, so back, not good fouls there.
Yeah.
I mean, within 14 seconds, you know, two fouls committed there. Missed free throws by Kingston. And it's still 11-11 after the missed free throws.
Maylee Tank to the basket. Oh, she gets bailed out with the foul call there. I like the way that Maylee Tank is playing on offense, Eddie. She's being aggressive.
Yeah.
She's trying to get to the basket. Sometimes it's working out. She's getting the foul call. Sometimes she isn't. But I hope that she keeps, attacking the basket
right.
Like that.
Right. And try to win the game on the line. So.
Right. And that foul is going to be on number 24, Grace McGarvey.
Deckerville takes the first lead of the game with that free throw. That is Maylee Tank. And Deckerville's first lead, 12-11 at the 7:38 mark. Second free throw is missed. 12-11, Deckerville with the first lead of the game. Kingston ball now, number 5 in the game. Piper St. George, any relation to Delaney?
I would imagine, yeah.
With the dribble, Kylie with it. Looks like Deckerville has
great
it.
Great play.
And a timeout called or a jump ball.
Ooh. No, one ref's giving him the timeout. Giving him the timeout first.
All
okay.
Right, they'll take the timeout. 7:20 to go. 12-11. Keep possession, but a jump ball. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, 12-11. Decker over the lead. They call the timeout. They had a jump ball, but they keep possession and try to extend their lead.
Bailey Theobald with the steal there, held on to the ball. Now we're going to get a jump ball.
Kingston tried to steal it away. They last touch it. It rolls out of bounds, and luckily Decker maintains possession.
Okay.
Scott Bowlesby from the Tuscola County Advertiser and WIDL Sports is here. From the baseline in the right corner, inbounds to Kynef. Hands it right back to Maley Tank. Maley Tank into the paint. Goes around to the left side, up for two. Draws the foul, and she goes back to the free throw line.
Maley Tank taking over with her sister Libby Tank on the bench. That's exactly what Deckerville needs right now. Although I have to say, Marissa James and Bailey Theobald have been doing well filling in for Deckerville right now.
All right, Maley Tank on the free throw line. Her free throw, that one's a miss off the mark.
Eddie, that foul is going to be on number 12, Lila Kiley. That is her first foul of the game.
Has it only been Maley Tank on the free throw line so far for Deckerville?
For Deckerville, I believe so, and she misses that one too.
So back-to-back free throw misses. It goes out of bounds.
That's going to get the Kingston student section going.
And it'll be Kingston ball as it goes out of bounds after back-to-back missed free throws. Firing up the Cardinal fan base here. We have a couple dunce caps out there as well.
Yeah, I think it must be somebody's birthday or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't think think they're dunce caps.
Not only Kingston has a 1,000-point shooter with Molly Walker, who still has another year left, but Austin Durosso, also a 1,000-point
Yeah, congratulations to him. He did
boys basketball
against our Peck Pirates last night.
You're welcome. Molly Walker goes for a shot, but she got caught for the travel. Good defense here by the Deckerville Eagle girls.
Eddie, I have to say, with Libby Tank and Maya Garza on the bench, for Deckerville right now, you're just trying to survive until you can get them back in the game. And these girls are doing a great job filling in right now. Jamil Kynath, Bailey Theobald, Marissa James, Allison Steve, and Maley Tank. You're just trying to hold Kingston off until you can get Libby and Maya back in the game.
Ball is knocked out of bounds by Kingston, but Deckerville maintains possession. Inbounds pass from the baseline. Over to Steve and tries to get over to James. Stolen away by Chesney Wensloff for Kingston. They maintain possession now. 6:10 to go in the second quarter. 12-11. Deckerville with a one-point lead against Kingston. Kingston with possession. Wensloff at the right corner. Takes a shot for two. No good. Rebounded by Kingston. Flicky with it into the paint. For a floater
That's
for
a
two. Good.
Play.
Kingston takes back the lead by Flicky.
That's a great play by Flicky. That's going to get it loud in here, and then a turnover from Deckerville.
13-12, one-point lead, the turnover by Deckerville. It'll be Kingston ball with the one-point lead, 5:45 to go.
Eddie, it can happen fast against Kingston. If you're Deckerville, you really want to get a stop here because right now you can kind of feel the momentum shifting a little bit. That was a great score from Flicky and then a great defensive effort from Kingston on the other end.
Not one senior on this team for Deckerville. So a lot of freshmen, juniors, sophomores. It's where, you know, you got to tell your young players, settle down, your third year starting varsity player. Maybe Tank really can't help out. She's on the bench. She can at least shout it out from the bench to her players.
Yeah, meanwhile, for Kingston, senior Lauren Krug checks back in. Oh, and I, I think she might have been fouled there, Eddie.
Wenzloff for three, left wing, off the mark, rebounded. Oh, Mailey Tank had it, but it goes off her foot.
Oh,
and last touch by a Kingston player, apparently, off Molly Walker. All right. Deckerville ball and a slight pressure at the half court by the Kingston Cardinal girls with the dribble. Steeb over to Mailey Tank.
Okay, there you go. There
and
you
Mailey
go.
Tank escapes, goes to the basket. No, over to James.
Oh.
James cannot chase it down. The bounce pass in front of James. Trying to anticipate James maybe to get the ball and go down the baseline.
Yeah, Mailey Tank trying to do it all right there. She got through the Kingston defense. Unfortunately, the pass just a little bit off. Looks like Maya Garza getting ready to check back into the game, Eddie. That's exactly what Deckerville needs right now.
Under 5 minutes to go. It's 13-12. Kingston leading Deckerville for three.
Big Krug, three.
No good. Molly Walker rebound. What? No, okay. It's a foul. Mailey Tink. With her first foul of the game. So, 13-12 is your score for the free throw. Molly Walker, that went in and out. And the free throw shooting here late for Kingston at the end of the first quarter and into the second quarter, just not working out for them right now. 13-12 again. Second free throw, and that one ends the drought. 14-12 for Kingston at the 4:48 mark in the second quarter.
Oh,
full court pressure by Kingston. Gets it out to kind of left side. James, she has to take that shot right away. She didn't. Mailey Tank for three from the left wing and rebounded by Theobald. Last touch, but it'll go out of bounds.
Yeah.
You know, James has got to go for that shot really quick.
It was a little bit off, and you could tell that she had to readjust a little bit underneath the basket. But if you're Deckerville, that shot's going to be there. You just have to wait for it and capitalize. And she did a good job of passing the ball out to Mailey. That was a good shot.
She had an open look for three, just didn't go in. And it will be Bree Rail over to Wenzloff from the top of the point. To Molly Walker, left side for two.
Yep. And she's going to get that one,
And it counts. The player wasn't even facing her for the foul.
Yeah, and you could tell Janelle Kynath a little frustrated with that one because, you know, what are you supposed to do there? You know, Molly Walker did a good job of getting to the basket, finishing the layup there. And Libby Tank checking back in for Kynath. That's two fouls for Janelle Kynath. So Libby Tank been out for most of the second quarter here, Eddie, as she picked up her second foul just seconds into the quarter.
Free throw up, and that one's good. 17-12, the three-point play back to the original largest lead of the game.
Yep.
17-12, five-point lead. Libby Tank. Foul.
Oh.
Committed by Kingston. Double team at the left low block. I didn't see where that.
Kind of a soft foul there, but that's going to be our number 21, Lauren Krug.
And Libby Tank to throw it in for the baseline, left side of the glass, into Mailey Tank, left corner. She'll drive into the paint, takes a shot for two, floater, off the mark. Maya Garza had it, but it was stolen away by Wenzloff, apparently.
Well, maybe a makeup call there.
4 minutes to go there. Wenzloff goes to the basket for two down the right lane. No good. Last touch by James. It goes out of bounds with 3:54 to go. 17-12, five-point lead for Kingston, and they'll maintain possession. From the baseline, right side of the glass, Molly Walker to throw it in for Kingston.
Yeah, and watch for the ball to come back to Walker after the inbounds here.
Way up top to Flicky. Flicky drives to the left side. Holds up, passes it over up top to Wenzloff. Wenzloff getting a pick set momentarily for Walker. She'll pull off. Over to Krug to the right side, three-point range. Krug inside, right side. Flicky took her eye off it, and it's stolen away by Mailey Tank. Mailey Tank will pull back.
Yep.
Drives to the basket, loses it though, however. Takes it back, but taken away by Walker. So three straight steals.
Be careful, don't fall here. Oh, it's so hard not to, Eddie.
And Theobald will get caught for that foul.
Yep.
As Molly Walker took the ball away with the steal, raced her way to the right side of the glass, goes for two, misses it, but draws a foul.
It's so tough there, Eddie, because you don't want to give up the layup, but, you know, there's really no other way of stopping her.
17-12 is your score. Molly Walker on the line again. First free throw up and good. Largest lead of the game now. A new largest lead. 18-12 by 6. Free throw good by Walker. Second free throw attempt. That one good as well. 19-12. 7-point lead.
We've got Allison Steeb checking in for number 21, Marissa James.
Now, got to get a shot here. You're still in this game. 7-point lead. Just got to get a shot here to close the gap a little bit.
Yeah.
Maylie Tank with it. Swings it over to Steeb. Over to Garza. Garza trying to pitch it into Libby Tank. She's double, triple team.
Yeah, that's a jump ball. You know, I like the idea there, Eddie. When you need a bucket, go to your best scorer in Libby Tank. But Kingston was ready for it. They collapsed on her. They had three defenders on her almost as soon as she got the ball.
Libby Tank inbounds pass. That jump ball stays in favor of Deckerville. To Steeb, back to Libby Tank. Libby Tank at the right wing, pitches it into Garza.
Go.
Garza for two. Blocked by Walker and stolen away by Kingston.
What a great play there, Eddie. And she's going to get the three now.
Hits the rim, no good. Rebounded by Libby Tank. Pulls away. And we'll throw it over to Garza. 2:45 to go, 19-12. Kingston leading Deckerville. Garza to Maley. Back to Libby Tank to the left wing. Over to Maley Tank. Swings over to Garza. Garza loses it. Throws it in. Last touch might be off Kingston.
Yep.
Yeah. So it goes out of bounds as they hustle for that ball. Good hustle.
Yeah.
2:31 to go. It's 19-12. 7-point lead. Kingston Deckerville possession again. From the baseline, right side. They throw it in.
Oh.
To Steeb.
That's not a jump ball.
That's a quick jump ball. He's knocked out of bounds in favor of Kingston.
Yeah, that was a quick jump ball call there, Eddie. But that'll benefit the Cardinals. And it was a great defensive play. I will say that. Maybe not necessarily a jump ball, though.
2:22 to go in the first half. 19-12. Three-point shot.
Good. Yeah.
The first three of the game made by number 21, Lauren Krug. And that really opens things up. A 10-point lead.
Yep. Oh, and then the steal from Wenzloff. And Steeb gets it back, and it's in the corner to Libby Tank.
To Garza, to Maley Tank, to the high post. Pitches it back to Steeb for two. Hits the back of the ring, no good. Rebounded. Defensive lead by Krug for Kingston. 1:50 to go here in the first half.
Oh,
wide
wow.
open to the right side. She does have a defender, but knocks a shot in. Re-rail. 24-12. 1:38 to go in counting.
It can happen fast, Eddie. We got a 12-point ball game here. Deckerville led in this quarter.
Deckerville possession. Theo balled over to Garza to the right corner. To the elbow to Theo ball. Nobody there to rebound it, but Kingston Cardinals underneath to the left corner to Wenzloff.
Deckerville. Okay. You get the stop here.
Wenzloff misses at three. Rebounded by Deckerville. Steeb. Holds up. Got away from a travel. Libby Tank sticks it in and ends the travel.
That's what you needed.
From the right low block.
You ended the run. Now just settle in. Play some defense. There's less than a minute left in the half. You need to get a stop here.
10-point lead now for Kingston after the shot by Libby Tank. To the left wing, it's 24-14. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. It's Kingston with the lead.
And they're going to take their time with this possession too, Eddie. There's no reason to hurry. They're going to get a good shot. And it looks like it's going to probably be Molly Walker.
Walker over to Wenzloff. She loses it. Recovers for two. Right side. 26-14. Wenzloff recovers and makes the two.
She had the ball poked away twice there by Maya Garza. And Wenzloff still recovers to get the layup.
Down to 15 seconds. Stolen away after that pass to Theobald. By Rail in. Flicky right there. And Walker for three. Wenzloff. Yes. Left quarter. 29-14. Wenzloff with five straight points. And at the end of the buzzer, no good by Bailey Tate.
Man, what a run. Kingston is so impressive when they are clicking on all cylinders, Eddie. That was awesome to watch. Unfortunately, it came at the expense of the Deckerville Eagles. But wow, Kingston is an impressive team.
Last shot made, a three-point shot by Wenzloff, making it 29-14. 14, a 15-point lead by the Kingston Cardinals really just opened things up.
Wow.
When it was 14-12 with 4:32 to go, and then boom, it's 29-14.
It can happen fast.
At the half, we'll be right back. It is 29-14, 15-point lead by the Kingston Cardinals. Girls, we'll be back with your halftime report.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Did you know heart disease is still the number one cause of death in the U.S. according to the American Heart Association? That's why it's time to shine a spotlight on your heart health. I'm Nina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie Health System. And this February, McKenzie Health System is offering the first 50 women a discounted $75 cardiac scoring test plus free glucose and cholesterol screenings. To schedule your cardiac scoring test, call 810-648-6110. Glucose and cholesterol screenings do not require an appointment, but fasting is required. All testing takes place at McKenzie Outpatient Services at 120 Delaware Street in Sandusky during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. McKenzie Health System's comprehensive cardiology services include cardiac testing, specialty clinics, cardiac rehabilitation, and our acute heart attack ready ER. Ladies, don't miss out on this opportunity to take charge of your heart health. Call 810-648-6110 today to schedule your discounted cardiac scoring test. These screenings are made possible in part by McKenzie's Women's Health and Wellness Fund.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back here. Halftime report is 29-14 with the lead for the Kingston Cardinal girls. Deckerville took a brief lead in the second quarter. However, it's been all Kingston, and they really opened things up after the 4:32 mark of the second quarter. It was 14-12 before they blew up. Five straight points by Wenzloff with a three-point shot with 8 seconds to go, and they had a two-point shot at the 27-second mark. And Maley Tank did have a chance to try to get a bucket at the last second, couldn't knock it in. But it is the largest lead of the game right now by 15, 29-14. Deckerville did take the lead 12-11 with 7:38 to go due to the free throws by Maley Tank. But it's been all Kingston here in the last, I would say, 3 minutes in the second quarter here, Mike. And it just, wow, you know. That's what can happen. It can happen in a flash.
Yeah, and, you know, Kingston's been doing it in a variety of ways. We saw them knock down a couple three-pointers at the end there. They're doing a great job of getting to the basket. And Molly Walker making some free throws.
So, Molly Walker, 6 of 8 for free throws. 50% free throw shooting as a team for the Kingston Cardinals. 9 of 18. 14 points for Molly Walker at the half. 7 points for Chesney Wenzloff. The last 5 coming in the waning seconds of the second quarter. 3 points for Lauren Krug, 3 points for Bree Rail, 2 points for Megan Flicky as well. Leading scorer for the Deckerville Eagles, 6 points for Libby Tank, 4 points for Maybe Tank. She's had 8 free throw attempts, but made 4 of them. And she's taken all the free throws. 2 points for Janelle Kineff, 2 points for Marissa James for the Deckerville Lady Eagles. And, yeah, just a tough going here so far for the Lady Eagles. 3:08 to go before the start of the third quarter, the second half. 29-14, the lead for the Kingston Cardinal girls. Quick analysis.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for Deckerville, this is kind of the worst case scenario right now, because now in the second half, there's really not much pressure on Kingston offensively. They can sit and they can be patient and they can run their offense. They don't have to force things. They don't have to hurry up. And then defensively, they can kind of just settle in. You know, if you're Deckerville, I think what you hope you can do is create some offensive opportunities with your defense. I think when Maley Tank was driving to the basket, that was creating a lot of opportunities for Deckerville. It just, with Kingston, it can snowball very quickly, and unfortunately for Deckerville, that's what happened at the end of the half there. You've got a little bit of foul trouble for Deckerville, but nothing too terrible. I think Libby has 2 fouls, Maya has 2 fouls, and Janelle Kineth has 2 fouls. So it's kind of spread out with the fouls. So I think if you're Deckerville, your best chance of getting back in this is getting a little bit more aggressive on defense in the second half. Maybe a little bit of a full court press. I mean, it's a tough decision, because a team like Kingston can really break a press quite easily. But for Deckerville, it's going to start with defense, and you just have to chip away.
All right, it is 29-14, the 15-point lead for the Kingston Cardinal girls against the Deckerville Eagles. We'll see if there are any halftime adjustments. Deckerville's got to clean up these turnovers also, but Kingston's just doing a heck of a job defensively. And, of course, on the free throw line, 50% shooting. They've been to the free throw line 18 times already, 9 of 18. We'll be right back for second half action.
Todd Christie and the staff of Destiny Plastics in Deckerville salute the teams playing in tonight's big game. They would also like to take this time to salute the administration, teachers, coaches, and students for their academic and athletic accomplishments. Destiny Plastics is happy to present this broadcast as a community service. Best wishes in tonight's game and throughout the season from everyone at Destiny Plastics in Deckerville and Todd Christie Hog Farm. Call 989-233-1726. Question: where do you go to find a complete selection of refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers by brand names like Maytag and Frigidaire? It's Barden's Hardware in downtown Kingston. And yes, they deliver and set up your appliances, because at Barden's Hardware, service is their middle name, and you always get top quality and the best price. Barden's also has your hunting and fishing licenses, plus guns, ammo, and bows and arrows. Barden's Hardware in the heart of Kingston, the hometown store that has it all.
Welcome back. Third quarter action here on WBGB 92.5 FM. The Kingston Cardinal girls leading Deckerville 29-14. And again, it was at the 4:32 mark, 14-12, two-point lead for Kingston. They score 15 points from then on. Deckerville opens up with possession. Mealy Tank, a pass over to Garza, loses a handle on it. Mealy Tank recovers. Deckerville moving from left to right in the radio dial. Cross court pass to Libby Tank for three. Good! Libby Tank makes the first points in the third quarter.
It's a good start, Eddie. You got a ways to go, but that's a good start.
29-17 is your score after the three-point shot from Libby Tank. That at the 7:35 mark. Kingston with possession. Three-point shot by Wenzloff. She misses that one, but putback attempt by Kingston. Uh-oh. Misses it, but they recover again.
Yep, two offensive rebounds for Kingston there, and that's going to kick Molly Walker a three-point opportunity. Oh, for Deckerville, you had two stops there, but you can't give Kingston extra opportunities because that's what's going to happen. Molly Walker is going to end up with the ball, and it's going to end up with a score.
I think she just wanted to show that she can shoot threes, too. And loses the ball is Kingston, and he's throwing a little bit of attitude out there with some Kingston players. So 7 minutes to go here, 32-17. We've had three-point shots made here in the third quarter alone. With the dribble, Molly Walker swings it over to Wenzloff up top to Flicky at the point. Right side, Krug for two, draws the foul.
Wow.
32-17. To the free throw line is Lauren Krug.
And that's a good pass there, Eddie. They got Krug got behind the defense a little bit there, and Kingston just throws it up to her, and she draws the foul. That's a great, smart play from Kingston.
First free throw good. 33-17. Krug with the free throw.
Now, Eddie, you said Kingston was 9 of 18 from the free throw line in the first half. I don't think that's going to happen in the second half here. I think Kingston going to do a little bit better from the free throw line.
Second free throw good. 34-17. Largest lead of the game now by 17. Deckerville possession. Garza with it. Swings it over to Steeb. To Libby Tank to the right corner. Cross court pass to Mealy Tank from the elbow for two. Swish. Mealy Tank from the left elbow. 34-19.
You know, if you're Deckerville, you have to feel happy about the way that the offense has started the second half here. But now you need to get some stops defensively. You got to get some defensive rebounds. You got to end the Kingston possessions after one shot.
It'll be Kingston possession to rail to Wenzloff for Kingston. Wenzloff comes around to the three-point shot. Whistle was called off. And apparently it's a, what, three-second call or what?
I think it was a three-second call.
All right.
So Deckerville gets a little bit of a break there. Oh.
And a missed shot there by Mealy Tank.
Well, she was trying to hit Janiel Kyneth on the cut there underneath the basket. It was a good idea, but it's pretty hard to force it in there on a pass like that.
Timeout called by Deckerville. We'll be right back, 34-19. Kingston with the lead in the third quarter.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County.
Missed shot by Bree Rail coming out of the timeout. And the ball trickles its way out of bounds. From the left side, it'll be Deckerville Eagle ball. So another prime possession here. They're down 34-19 in the third quarter, 5:20 to go. Maya Garza over to Steve at the right wing. Wenzloff all over her butt, Walker, on her defensively, but a foul was called on Kingston.
Yeah, they're going to give that one to Wenzloff. Molly Walker with a help defense there, and Wenzloff picks up the foul. That's going to be her second of the game.
Non-shooting foul, inbounds pass to Maley Tank. Maley Tank, a take of the glass, pitches it over to Kainef. Shot for Steve for two, hits the rim, no good. Libby Tank with it. She'll take the shot for a jumper for two, and it rolls in the middle of the left lane for two, 34-21. 5 minutes to go and counting, 34-21. Kingston with the lead in possession. Flicky over to number 11 in the game. She'll take the shot, actually, from the left corner. That's a miss for Molly Walker. Looks like the starting lineup is on the floor here. Possession for Deckerville. Maley Tank over to Janiel Kainef. To the top of the point to Libby Tank. Libby Tank got caught for picking up the foot slightly. Yeah. Couldn't get that pass off a little bit. She's got away a couple of those within a foot before the pass comes out. So.
Yep, she didn't get away with it there.
Molly Walker with the dribble for the Kingston Cardinal girls. 4:20 to go and counting in the third quarter, 34-21. Bree Rail with it to Chesney Wenzloff, to Molly Walker to the left side, up top to Flicky. That's Megan Flicky. Up top to Bree Rail, to the left side to Flicky. Flicky holds up as Garza was on her defensively. Maley Tank defensively on Molly Walker. A freshman against a junior there. And Bree Rail over for a three-point shot for Lauren Krug. Hits the rim from the right corner, no good. Last touch by Molly Walker. And it looked like Maley Tank had a hand up, but I think Molly Walker last touched it.
Yeah. The refs are closer to the action than we are, Eddie. So I'm going to say that they got that call right. That's Deckerville ball.
34-21, 3:38 to go here. Deckerville down against Kingston. Shot for James coming off the bench. No good.
Whistle was called, a foul away
from the ball.
Yeah, that one's going to be on Libby Tank. A little bit aggressive on the offensive rebound there.
That's too much of a box out there.
Yeah, a little bit, especially coming from behind. That's going to be her third foul. And I think if you're Coach Kirkpatrick, you kind of have to trust her in this situation and leave her out there.
Well, 34-21, 3:26 to go here. Molly Walker with it down the left lane, over to the left to Krug for two, no good. Put back a tip for number 31, Bree Rail.
Kingston just doing a fantastic job on the offensive glass in the third quarter here, getting a lot of extra opportunities.
Bree Rail, the sophomore for the two. Maley Tank just throws it up. Does it roll in? No, from the right short corner. Recovered by Libby Tank. She is triple team. Ball's knocked loose on the triple team, and Kingston comes up with it. Molly Walker holds up, pitches it out to Wenzloff for three. Blocked by Tank. Maley Tank with a block on the three-point attempt by Wenzloff. Maley Tank after the rebound from James. Tank up for two. She has fouled, misses a shot, but she'll go to the free throw line from the right low block. I think she's the only Decker player that's been to the free throw line so far.
Yep, and that's a good aggressive play there. Deckerville had the two-on-one opportunity against number 31, Bree Rail. Bree Rail did a good job stopping Maley Tank there. Fortunately, draws the foul, and that's going to send her to the free throw line.
First free throw attempt here by Deckerville in the second half. That's a missed one. Makes it 36-21 remaining at
number 5, Piper St. George checking in for Kingston. As that was the second foul for Lauren Krug. She'll go to the bench for a little bit.
Second free throw attempt for Maley Tank. That one's good. 36-22. 16-point lead. That's a 14-point lead, that is, for the Kingston Cardinals. I got my math lessons from Jonathan Bisher. Over to the right side, Molly Walker.
Wow.
Does a nice little spin move.
That's a good spin move, yeah.
To the right low block, but misses a shot. Rebounded by Deckerville. Maya Garza pitches it over the left side. Nice. The field ball for two. No good. Oh. Last touch by Deckerville. And Kingston ball with 2:12 to go.
It doesn't result in points there, Eddie, but when Deckerville is aggressive going to the basket with either Maya Garza or Maley Tank, it opens things up offensively. They just need to capitalize on these opportunities underneath the basket.
It'll be Kingston Cardinal girls ball. Molly Walker with it. Moves in. Double team. Ball's knocked loose. Maya Garza gets the steal. Throws over to Maley Tank with 1:45 to go in the third quarter. 36-22. Kingston with the lead. Libby Tank attacks the glass. Sinks it in from the left low block. It is 36-24.
A good head fake from Libby Tank gives her a little bit of extra room to work with, and that's all she needs to get the open shot there on the baseline.
1.5 to go here. 90 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's 36-24. Kingston with the lead. Wenzloff. Pass up top to Molly Walker. That was like a cross-court pass to the left wing.
Yeah, Wenzloff
right has
been really impressive, Eddie.
Flicky with it at the high post. Double team. Ball's knocked loose, but saved.
How does
Walker
it happen?
For three. Hits the rim, no good. Libby Tank gets the rebound. Throws it over to her sister, Maley Tank.
All right, if you're Deckerville, you know, get a bucket here, get a stop, and we'll see what happens in the fourth quarter. But you got to have something going here. Oh!
That was supposed to go to Libby Tank. It went to Theobald.
So. Yeah.
After that high pass and miss and misses a shot, Kingston gets the rebound. It's 45 seconds to go and counting. Kingston with possession. Driving the basket left side for Flicky. Yeah. Good.
And Deckerville has to respect Molly Walker when she's driving to the basket, so it draws two defenders to her, and that opens up the baseline.
38-24, 14-point lead here for Kingston. Down to 25 seconds left. Marissa James swings it over to Meyer Garza. To Theobald, and stolen away on the reach by Bree Rea with 15 seconds to go. Molly Walker at the high post. Left lane, holds up, takes a shot for two, good! Oh, boy.
Molly Walker, the lefty, goes up right-handed on the layup there.
40-24. Down to 2 seconds. Last second shot. Oh. Stolen away. Last second shot for three. Hits the glass. No good.
Wow. Well, just like the end of the second quarter, Eddie, Kingston goes on a mini run there to end the third quarter. They were just about to get it within 10, and Kingston opens it back up to a 16-point game.
40-24, the lead for Kingston. We'll be back at the final frame.
Jenna, it's that time of the year where people are getting sick. And how many times have you been to one of our urgent care, rapid care clinics with your little kids?
Since school has started, 3 times.
And urgent care, rapid care, quick care, as we sort of call them throughout Aspire. Tell us the difference between that and an emergency department.
For those less or non-emergent needs, but you still need to be seen by a provider, whether you can't get into your family practice, it's after hours, it's at night, it's on the weekend. These clinics offer that availability.
I'm having a heart attack.
Emergency department.
I got a cold, the flu, I think I have COVID.
Quick care, rapid care, urgent care, walk-in clinic.
I have a bummed up finger.
You could go there too.
You talked about some of the medical reasons. The other one is really a financial reason. You go into emergency department, it's a huge economic difference.
Something that I appreciate as a mom, there's a real physical person there to see you.
We have point-of-care testing for most things. A lot of them, you can get an x-ray as well. We've got a location in Caro across from Walmart.
The Caro Rapid Care.
Then we have in Marlette.
Marlette Quick Care on the west side or behind the hospital.
And then we have Deckerville.
Deckerville Walk-In Clinic is on the main campus in the hospital in Deckerville.
And then
in Cass City at Hills and Dales, main campus of the hospital. For any non-life-threatening conditions, you should utilize one of Aspire Rural Health System's Rapid Care, Quick Care, Urgent Care clinics. To find out more, please visit AspireRHS.org. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Coming out of the end of the third quarter, start off, it is Kingston ball. They start off a possession. In the fourth quarter, they lead 40-24 as you start the fourth quarter.
Kingston doing a great job, Eddie, in the second half here of every time Deckerville seems to get kind of close or go on a little bit of a run, Kingston just ends up with a couple of nice possessions in a row, and it pushes the lead back out.
Miss shot for three by Kingston, but they get the rebound.
Yeah, and of course, the offensive rebound in the second half has been fantastic for the Cardinals.
Stolen away, though, by Deckerville's Libby Tank against Kingston. Deckerville with possession. They are down by 16 points. It's 40-24 in the fourth quarter, 7:15 to go. Libby Tank with it at the right corner. Passes over in the middle of the paint. I think she was able to draw the foul.
That's going to be on number 31, Bree Rail.
I'm going to say this, you know, you can tell both players, this is the starting lineups for both teams,
yep,
a little gassed already, even after that rest from the third quarter. So slapped away almost with a steal there by Kingston after the inbounds pass. Libby Tank poked away again by Kingston, but recovered by Steed, and back to Libby Tank for Deckerville. Under 7 minutes to go here. It's 40-24. Libby Tank with the dribble around the perimeter. Holds up, has to pass it off, and that pass is not loose. Saved by Steve. Turnaround jumper for two. No good. Loose ball. Who has it? Rebounded by Lauren Krug and throws it over to Molly Walker. Kingston with the lead. With 6.5 to go in the game. Kingston wins this game. They win the outright Big Thumb Blue Division league title.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect too much offensive firepower here in the fourth quarter, Eddie. I think Kingston's going to take its time on offense, you know, run through the motions, look for a good high percentage shot, but they're not going to force anything. They're not going to try and give Deckerville any extra possessions.
Kingston was still possession. Chesney Wensloff still with the dribble and now throws over to Molly Walker. Under 6 minutes to go now. Flicky with it. Pass over to Bree Rail and to Molly Walker from the left wing to the high post. Pass over to Rail. Like you said, just taking time off the clock. Wensloff with it. Dribbles at the top of the point. Hands it over to Molly Walker. 5:40 to go in the game. Molly Walker up top to Bree Rail to the left side to Molly Walker underneath. Wensloff from the left wing. From the right wing. Underneath the basket to the left side for two.
What an absolutely perfect offensive possession, Eddie. I don't know how you get Molly Walker wide open on a layup right underneath the basket. But that's a great job by the Cardinals there.
Timeout called by Deckerville. It is 42-24. They have possession, 5:16 to go in the game. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
All right, coming out of the timeout, Decker McCullough in the timeout. 5:16 to go in the game. It's 42-24. Your score, the Kingston Cardinal girls leading. Inbounds pass for Deckerville on the inbounds on their side of the floor. Libby Tank with it, feeds it to kind of tries to take the shot, but it's blocked and picked up by the Kingston Cardinals defensively. Molly Walker with the dribble for the Kingston Cardinals. Over to Flicky. Flicky. Over to Wensloff. To Walker. This is per Mike where they'll probably waste another 90 seconds and then take a shot.
Yeah.
Like they did last time.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly make for a great radio, Eddie, but, you know, it's Kingston has earned this. You know, they've played so hard the first three quarters that now, you know, you can just wind down the clock, keep the ball away from Deckerville, because the only way Deckerville is going to get back in this game is if you give them more offensive opportunities. Deckerville playing a little bit more aggressive defensively, but Kingston, you know, they're such good passers. They're set a lot of great screens, and you know, it's really tough to force Kingston to turn the ball over.
Kingston still with possession, down to 4:10 to go in the game. It's 42-24. Molly Walker at the point with the dribble, over to Wensloff to the right side 3-point range, and the Kingston Cardinals are circling
Yeah.
The lanes from left to right.
It doesn't sound great on radio, Eddie, but it is so impressive to watch this right now. The way that this Kingston offense is in motion, it's really impressive.
And the Cardinals are actually flying in circle of motion, something that an eagle would actually naturally do. So the Cardinals watching the Eagles with some video or actual went outside and watched many of our San Lac County Eagles and said, ah, that's what we got to do as a Cardinal.
That's what I want my offense to look like.
3:29 to go. Whistle is calling. It stops the clock. And that is...
Yeah, kind of a little bit of a frustration foul there for Deckerville. That's the third foul on Allison Steeb. Janiel Kynath going to check out of the game. We'll see if Deckerville starts going to the following game, and Maya Garza gets the steal on the inbound.
Maya Garza for two!
All right.
On that steal, after a foul was called, and it's Maya Garza.
Now here's the thing, though, Eddie. There was great play, great steal from Garza, great basket. Unfortunately, that was after a possession of about a minute and a half for Kingston. So, you know, it's 42-26 right now with about 3.5 minutes to play.
She is fouled and she converts a 3-point play, making it 42-27.
So even though it was a turnover for Kingston, that's still a good offensive possession because you were able to take so much time off of the clock.
Kingston with possession again. Up top to Chesney Wenzloff. Bounce pass over to Molly Walker. Molly Walker escapes over to left corner for three by Lauren Krug. No good. Rebounded loose ball picked up by Theobald.
Oh.
And loses the ball after a bad pass.
Somehow Molly Walker was there. Isn't that surprising, Eddie?
Takes the steal away. Flicky wide open right side for two.
Miscommunication, yep. Everybody was focused on Molly Walker, and meanwhile, Megan Flicky was right underneath the basket. Great pass by Molly Walker, and that pushes the lead out to 44-27. We have 2.5 minutes to play, Eddie.
And counting. Garza with it.
And counting.
To the left wing, to the left low block. Hands it off to Steve at the left wing, and up top to Theobald. As Libby Tank tries to get open in the middle of the paint, up for two, and it knocks it in after being double-teamed. Libby Tank for two, 44-29, 2:16 to go.
Looks like Doug Kirkpatrick is going to get some of his bench into the game, get some of these younger players some experience against a team like Kingston.
Coming down to under 2 minutes to go here, Molly Walker pass off to Rail, to Flicky, and over to Wenzloff. To Rail, around the perimeter they go. To Krug to Wenzloff. Wenzloff being defended by Steeb. And over to the right side. Flicky gets open. Can't knock it in. Rebounded by Meyer Garza with 1:40 to go in the game. We have a timeout called.
Yeah, Kirkpatrick taking a timeout so that number 24, Emma Baton, and number 4, Clara Sweet, can check into the game.
All right, we'll be right back. 44-29, 1:37 to go in the game. It's Kingston with the lead. 44-29, we'll be right back.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring 2 single cheeseburgers for only $5 or 2 double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, as you said, Decker, we're trying to get some of the players some playing time here. 1:37 to go. It's 44-29 with the 15-point lead here for the Kingston Cardinal girls against the Deckerville Eagles. Inbounds pass from Libby Tank into Maya Garza. She trips up, and it will be Libby Tank recovering the ball. It looks like it will be a foul on Kingston. Still have their starters out on the floor. 1:29 to go in the game, 44-29. Tank to throw it out from the baseline from the left side of the glass. She'll throw it in. Knocked away by Kingston.
Oh.
and recovered by number
big
four.
Collision.
That's Clara Sweet recovering. Libby Tank out to Maya Garza for the right corner. The Theo ball back to Tank. Looks at three, will hold up. Takes a shot for two, draws the foul from the right low block. She'll go to the free throw line. right now with 1:12 to go. Libby Tank at the free throw line. Not a bad second half for her. First free throw rolls off the rim, no good. Second free throw attempt. That one is no good as well. Rebounded by Kingston. Whistle was called, and we have a timeout, as I do believe he wants some of his players to get in as well for the team, for Kingston Cardinals. We'll be right back.
Look at it. It's cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graf dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graf dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
All right, coming out of the timeout, Kingston Cardinals clearing their starters and bringing in some players, getting some playing time here. 44-29. Well, 1:07 to go in the game. They made the announcement they want nobody to rush the floor here. They want to do a special presentation. Kingston with possession, number five with a dribble. Piper St. George of under a minute to go here. Bounce pass to the right side of number 13, Haley McGuire. Remember that name quite some time ago during another Kingston championship team.
Yeah.
Cam McGuire, was it?
Yep.
Yep. We've communicated, I think, 3 years after those seasons, and she was looking for some old games, and I was able to track some down. So.
Okay.
49.8 seconds ago. It's knocked out of bounds by Deckerville, but still Kingston ball. Lila Kylie to throw it in. We got a Kylie next to us doing some video, so. And just out of reach, bad pass to Haley McGuire from Piper St. George, and Deckerville will get the ball back with 41 and a half seconds to go. 44-29. Going to call it right now. Congratulations to the Kingston Cardinal girls winning for the, since 2020, another league title. I don't know how many in a row they've won here, but 44-29 is your score, 28.3 seconds to go. There's a foul called. Libby Tank will go to the free throw line now. Five fouls on Kingston. Libby Tank with her first free throw. That went up and no good. Three straight free throw misses here for Tank. 28 seconds to go. Second free throw attempt. That one is good. Ends the drought 44-30 with 28 seconds to go in counting. With the dribble, Piper St. George slows it down just a bit. The Kingston Carter girls are going to be your Big Thumb Blue Division league champions as time wings off. Up for a shot attempt, blocked by Theobald. Coach Greenwater, the foul there.
Still getting fired up on the sidelines.
Up for two. Goodbye, Libby Tank. Not wanting this to end substantially with a large scale of a scoring by Kingston. It's 44-32. And clock will roll off. Libby Tank making that last 2 points for Deckerville. And it's the Kingston winning 44-32. Still a couple more games left for them, for both teams next week. But Kingston takes care of business and wins their league title, the Big Thumb Blue Division title, winning this one 44-32, your final score. Congratulations to the Kingston Cardinals, and they continue their conference winning streak since 2020, their last loss to Deckerville.
Yeah, and even though they lost to Deckerville that year, they still won the conference title. Eddie, that's 52 straight conference wins for the Kingston Cardinals.
Wow. 44-32, your final score. The Kingston Cardinals over the Deckerville Eagles. We'll be right back for the post-game report.
When it comes to nutrition,
patients not only managing a chronic condition can feel overwhelming, but relief is closer than you think, right here in your community. I'm Nina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie, reminding you that we are here for you. From rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis to Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, our infusion therapies are designed to ease symptoms and improve your quality of life. With a dedicated team of professionals and a welcoming environment, you'll get the expert care you deserve close to home. No long drives, no stress, just flexible scheduling and personalized treatments that fit your life. McKenzie Infusion Center is proud to serve our community with advanced care that helps you feel your best. Take the first step today. Call us at 810-648-6143 or visit mckenziehealth.org/fusion to learn more. McKenzie Infusion Center, expert care right here at home.
Kick those winter blues with a powerful connection from AVS Broadband. Being stuck indoors no longer means feeling bored and alone. With AVS Broadband as your internet provider, you get greater capability for all you do online. Whether you're video chatting, gaming, working, streaming, or learning, AVS Broadband offers flexibility with plans tailored to every lifestyle. Why compromise when you can have it all? Backed by the added convenience of local, friendly customer support. If you're currently a Thumb Cellular customer, sign up for AVS Broadband and save 5% on both with our partner services discount. Now's the time to stay connected with greater capability, more flexibility, and the convenience of local support. Choose AVS Broadband. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or by calling our sales team at 888-282-4932. Terms and conditions apply.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Todd Christie and the staff of Destiny Plastics in Deckerville salute the teams playing in tonight's big game. They would also like to take this time to salute the administration, teachers, coaches, and students for their academic and athletic accomplishments. Destiny Plastics is happy to present this broadcast as a community service. Best wishes in tonight's game and throughout the season from everyone at Destiny Plastics in Deckerville and Todd Christie Hog Farm. Call 989-233-1726. Question, where do you go to find a complete selection of refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers by brand names like Maytag and Frigidaire? It's Barden's Hardware in downtown Kingston. And yes, they deliver and set up your appliances, because at Barden's Hardware, service is their middle name, and you always get top quality and the best price. Barden's also has your hunting and fishing licenses, plus guns, ammo, and bows and arrows. Barden's Hardware in the heart of Kingston, the hometown store that has it all.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM trophy presentation on the floor. The boys and girls come out because league champs from the same school, right?
That is correct. Yeah, the boys wrapped up the Blue Division title earlier this week. They are undefeated in conference play this year as well, Eddie. I think they have one last game tomorrow night against Deckerville.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they... Oh, yeah, yeah. That'll be their last game.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Kingston is a tradition-rich basketball town, Eddie. It's a great basketball town, and it's pretty cool seeing them take the picture with the boys and the girls. That's great.
Well, it started off 5-0 before Maley Tank made the first points for Deckerville. Back-to-back free throws made it 5-2. Deckerville was able to tie it up after kind of made a shot, making it 4-40. At the 4:40 mark in the first quarter, 5-5, but Molly Walker responds about a minute later with a two-point shot, making it 7-5. And then at the end, Tank was able to tie it up, 11-11 with 25 seconds to go. And that was at the end of the first quarter. Now, Deckerville took a brief lead in the second quarter, 7:38 mark, 12-11, at free throws made by Maley Tank before Kingston Doe got the lead back with 5:50 to go, 13-12 by Flicky. And they held the lead since that point on because in the second quarter, 4:32 mark, 14-12, and then Walker started to open it up for Kingston at the 3:23 mark. Walker makes some free throws, two-point shots, making it 18-12, and the run started. Crude makes a three-point shot, 2:10 to go. They get it 22-12. Largest lead of the game there, and another big lead, making it 29-14 at the half as Wenzloff makes a three-point shot with 8 seconds left. A little bit of a dagger there to make it a 15-point lead at point.
Yeah, Deckerville did some nice things in the first half. They gave Kingston, a little bit of a battle. But, you know, Kingston again proves, you know, you have to be perfect for the entire game, even if you want a chance to beat the Cardinals. Because, you know, even that second quarter, Deckerville played well for a decent amount of that second quarter. But that run right at the end of the half, I mean, that proved to be the difference in the game because we saw what Kingston was able to do in the second half. They were able to slow things down. They were able to, you know, run their offense and get great offensive looks. Eddie, they are so impressive. We don't get to watch Kingston very often, you know, being in San Lane County.
We like talking about them a lot.
Yes, so. But we don't get a chance to see Kingston very often, to be honest, because they usually beat our teams, and those aren't really the games that we like to go to. So tonight was really a treat to watch Kingston. Jay Green, he's a genius. You know, this team is so impressive. You know, they made it to the state finals last year. They lost a great senior class, but they're right back to where they were. I mean, this is a team that is poised to make another run, deep run in the postseason. Eddie, this is the 13th straight conference title for the Kingston Cardinals, wow, dating back to the 2012-13 season. Eddie, their record in conference play during that 13-year stretch?
Yeah.
127-2.
Wow.
This Kingston girls basketball program has lost two conference games since 2012. It's unbelievable what they have done here, what Jay Green has done, what his brother Dave Green has done, and it's not anywhere close to being over, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, they're showing an old pitcher. An old band pitcher, yeah.
Yes.
That's me, yeah. That's my stepbrother. Yes, I found that out. Yeah, thank you. We're talking about my old band days here.
Yeah, Dread Trip.
Coach Green, yeah. Coach Dave Green. Yeah, that was me. I was a rocker.
Yeah.
But Kingston was rocking
here
it
we are. Here we are thinking Jay and Dave are the superstars.
And
he's coming up with,
yeah,
with the Dread Trip photo.
We were a kick-butt band, too, back in the day, babe. I got some recordings. You got to listen to it. I need your opinion on it. I will. Okay.
There we go, yeah.
But you know who was rocking it? The Kingston Cardinals for a decade and then another decade of dominance. Coach Green came back to Kingston 14 years as coach. He spent four in the late 90s with Kingston. Did coach at Cass City when he was a teacher there. He comes back here 14 years and look what he's done, man.
It's something that you can hardly even comprehend, Eddie, because you know during this 13-year stretch, there's been great teams. We've seen some awesome Deckerville basketball teams. This Deckerville basketball team is a great basketball team.
Yeah.
But nobody really can come close to getting Kingston. In the past 13 seasons, they've only lost two conference games. I don't know
I don't even know what to say about that. 127-2. They've won 52 straight games in conference play. It's just unbelievable what they've been able to do here. And, you know, I don't see it ending anytime soon. Yeah. I mean, this is yes, they had three seniors out there tonight, and they were very, you know, integral pieces to what they were doing tonight. But I don't see Kingston falling off anytime soon, Eddie.
Yeah, at the end of the third quarter, 40-24, Kingston continued to run there. They scored 11 points to Deckerville's 10, so not bad for Deckerville. But then just 4 points in the fourth quarter, controlled offense. Deckerville got 32, eight more points in that fourth quarter. Kingston wins 44-32, the outright Big Thumb Blue Division League champions. We'll be right back. We've got point totals here to talk about in our post-screen report. Congratulations to Coach Greens and the Kingston Colonels, and once again, and a shout-out to Carl Nickel. You know, this is the house that helped build Thumbtail Gooder Sports for basketball as well. We had covered these Kingston girls from the beginning, way back in the day, from the All-Saint teams that were great back then, Yale teams, Croswell teams, Emily City Spartan teams, boys and girls. And this is always a great home for us, for myself, actually, for Thumbtail Gooder, for St. Lake Broadcasting.
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
so, yeah. It's a beautiful gym here. I love Kingston. You know, growing up, I was a Peck Pirate, Eddie, and we were raised to hate the Kingston Cardinals. Eddie, I love Kingston. I love all the coaches here. It's awesome to be able to do a game here. Unfortunately, you know, Deckerville comes up a little bit short, but great performance from Deckerville as well. And this is a Deckerville team that also has playoff aspirations, district title still absolutely on the table.
We'll be right back. Post game report continues here on WBGV 92.5. Kingston wins 44-32 and the Big Thumb Blue Division title.
At Tri County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
Did you know heart disease is still the number one cause of death in the U.S. according to the American Heart Association? That's why it's time to shine a spotlight on your heart health. I'm Mina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie Health System. And this February, McKenzie Health System is offering the first 50 women a discounted $75 cardiac scoring test plus free glucose and cholesterol screenings. To schedule your cardiac scoring test, call 810-648-6110. Glucose and cholesterol screenings do not require an appointment, but fasting is required. All testing takes place at McKenzie Outpatient Services at 120 Delaware Street in Sandusky during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mackenzie Health System's comprehensive cardiology services include cardiac testing, specialty clinics, cardiac rehabilitation, and our acute heart attack ready ER. Ladies, don't miss out on this opportunity to take charge of your heart health. Call 810-648-6110 today to schedule your discounted cardiac scoring test. These screenings are made possible in part by Mackenzie's Women's Health and Wellness Fund.
Welcome back. Post Game Report. I'm Eddie Ferry. With me is Scott Bowlesby, longtime coverage area, along with me back in the day. But you've been covering this team since the beginning of your career, Scott Bowlesby. Just talking to Mike about this decade and now another decade of dominance that the Kingston Cardinal girls have had.
Yeah.
Another league title.
Yeah, and I was telling you guys that Coach Green came up to me and said, you need to talk to me. And I said, no, because it's another league title. This is a story that we tell every single season. But it's impressive because, it's not easy to continuously win league titles like that, especially with different talent every year. Obviously, a couple years ago, Eddie, we talked about it. Deckerville was able to get Kingston. Early on in this game, I thought maybe we were going to see some history repeating itself tonight, but Kingston was able to clamp down and get the win. But it's impressive to continue on and win a league title, no matter what sport it is, continuously like they do.
You know, both these teams in Division IV, I think the best competition played overall as well. They played a lot of common teams. Kingston does have a loss. That was the BWAC to Emily City. That was early in the season, and since then, they've just been on a tear.
And that's a game that, you can't say it, but if they got to replay that game, I think it'd be a different outcome. But the Emily City freshman, I cannot remember her name off the top of my head right now. She played out of her mind that night, and Kingston just did not play well. I think they were still gelling at that point. But, hey, they got the they fell in that game, and it was a good win there for Emily City on Kingston's court. And I'm sure that's one that Coach Green would like to get back. But you just got to move forward, and they have definitely made the most of it moving forward.
All right, for the losing team here, 44-32, the final score for Kingston over Deckerville. 7-14 for free throws for Deckerville, 5-10 for Maylee Tank. She took the majority of the free throws. Your leading scorer blew up in the second half a little bit there for Libby Tank. She did have a three-pointer. She led with 18 points in the game, also 7 points for Maylee Tank, 5 of them for free throw shooting. Also, we had 3 points for Meyer Garza and 2 points as well for Janelle Kineff. 2 points to do for Marissa James in this game as well. Coming off the bench, I'm kind of impressed. This is a young Deckerville team. They're going to have a lot of great players coming back in, and they don't even have a JV. This is going to be a strong team, and maybe come district play, they'll finally break down that wall when they get to the district at Ubley in a couple weeks.
And I'm sure that they would love to get a district title and move on. And this looks like a team that can do it this year. They're playing very well at the end of the season. I mean, they played very well all season long, but right now it seems like they're really hitting stride. And Libby Tank, if she plays like she did in the second half there, this team is going to be hard to beat, especially in a district. So I got to see that Ubley squad. They gave Kingston fits. It was obviously a big layoff for Kingston. They were off for like 10 days. And that's obviously you don't want to make excuses, but if that's any excuse, I guess that's the best one. They're a little rusty, but Ubley played really well up there in Ubley, and I don't know where the district is, but
it's at Ubley.
Yep. So it's a tough place to play. Yep. And Ubley, they're gonna have the home confines, so that's gonna be big for them as well.
All right, we'll come back with your points leader for Kingston, and our post game report continues. It's 44-32, Kingston the win over Deckerville. Leading score for Deckerville, Libby Tank with 18 points. We'll be right back.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy 1 free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech team refresh your tech today.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Welcome back. Post-game report continues. Here are your leaders for the Kingston Cardinals, winning 44-32 over the Deckerville Eagles. Scott Bowlesby has them.
Yeah, leading the way. Really no surprise here. Molly Walker with 21 points tonight. She had a little bit of a slow start in her, like, as far as she goes, but she really started going and finding that stride. But she had a rough go of it, and you know, kudos to the Deckerville defense on that, as they were really forcing her to make those points. She was not getting anything easy tonight. So.
Yeah, plus Decker was forced, though, to just defend against her, because she could easily, she's like half the offense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, so. Yeah. And once you get some of the other pieces going, once she's able to draw that double team and she can kick it out a little bit, it does obviously work out in their favor if they can get things going. But it early on, Deckerville really, they really locked her down, and they were taking the ball away and really forcing them to put up shots that Kingston's not really used to. But
and she's a junior.
She is a junior, and a whole other season coming up with Molly, which she is roughly 300 away from becoming the all-time leading scorer. So Wow. She should hit that somewhere early on in her senior season, which is absolutely amazing. She's having a great season.
So she leads with 21 points tonight's game, right?
She does, yes. Okay. And runner-up as far as the top points getter for the Kingston Cardinals tonight is senior Chesney Wenslaw. She had 13 points. Coming in right behind them with 8 points apiece, Piper St. George, who actually came off the bench. She nailed two threes in the fourth quarter that really helped her out. And Megan Flicky, she had all her points in the first half, but it was 8 points. And then 6 points apiece for Haley Seaman and Brianna Rail. And Brianna Rail, real quick, just want to give her a shout out. She's young as well. Is she a freshman or sophomore?
She is a sophomore.
She's a sophomore. She's going to be a huge piece to this puzzle in the coming year. She has really grown, and she has become a great player. She's not one of those players that's going to make mistakes on defense. She just goes out there, rebounds, steals. She does what she has to do on the defensive side. Reminds me a lot of the girls from last year, Kira McGarvey, and who's the other girl? I can't think of her name now. But anyways, she's going to be mad if I can't think of her name, but one of the girls from last year's team.
It another Walker?
No, it wasn't okay. Another Walker.
There's only 30 of them out there.
Yeah, somewhere. Right, exactly. But, from last year's team, they had a couple girls that just went out there and did
Delaney?
The defensive side of things.
Oh.
Was not
okay.
Delaney.
Okay.
It was she's from Amsterdam. What is her name? What? Yeah, Van Ryn. Thank you. Gosh. The Sandlot County guy helping me out, coming up clutch here. I apologize to her. But, she just went out there and did defense last year, and that was a huge part of their team. And I think watch out for Brianna Rail, because she's definitely going to be one of those players.
All right. There's Mr. Walker waving hello to us, the father here for Molly Walker. Any other Walkers out there, by the way?
That is, girls? Not that I know of. He does have a son, obviously, that's going to be coming up, and he is going to be one to watch out for, because, man, that kid is constantly moving. He's like a hummingbird. He is all over the place. He's a wild child, and they said he reminds him a lot of, Carl Nicholas said, it reminds me a lot of Lane when he was younger, and And Lane is obviously, he turned into a heck of an athlete and had some pretty good athletes himself. But this is the end of the Walker line as far as the girls goes with Molly, and I think they've had a pretty good run of them.
All right, we'll be right back for our final break and let you know who both these teams have next. We'll be back in about 90 seconds to close off our post-game show report here on WBGV. Again, Kingston Cardinal girls over the Deckerville Eagles, 44-32. Your leading scorers for Deckerville, Libby Tank with 18, Molly Walker, 21 for the Kingston Cardinals, who are the outright Big Thumb Blue Division League champions. First time as Big Thumb Blue Division champions. We'll be right back.
Jenna, it's that time of the year where people are getting sick. And how many times have you been to one of our urgent care, rapid care clinics with your little kids?
Since school has started, 3 times.
And urgent care, rapid care, quick care, as we sort of call them throughout Aspire. Tell us the difference between that and an emergency department.
For those less or non-emergent needs, but you still need to be seen by a provider, whether you can't get into your family practice, it's after hours, it's at night, it's on the weekend, these clinics offer that availability.
I'm having a heart attack.
Emergency department.
I got a cold, the flu. I think I have COVID.
Quick care, rapid care, urgent care, walk-in clinic.
I have a bummed up finger.
You could go there too.
You talked about some of the medical reasons. The other one is really a financial reason. You go into emergency department, it's a huge economic difference.
Something that I appreciate as a mom, there's a real physical person there to see you.
We have point of care testing for most things. A lot of them, you can get an x-ray as well. We've got a location in Care across from Walmart.
The Carroll Rapid Care.
Then we have in Marlette.
Marlette Quick Care on the west side or behind the hospital.
And then we have Deckerville.
Deckerville Walk-In Clinic is on the main campus in the hospital in Deckerville.
And then
in Cass City at Hills and Dales, main campus of the hospital. For any non-life-threatening conditions, you should utilize one of Aspire Rural Health System's Rapid Care, Quick Care, Urgent Care clinics. To find out more, please visit aspirerhs.org. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Congratulations to the Kingston Cardinal girls over the Deckerville Eagles, 44-32. Outright Big Thumb Blue Division League champions. The Kingston Cardinal girls up next. They still have some regular season games to play. They have next week on the 24th home against Saginaw Heritage for competition this
mm-hmm.
year. And then they'll have North Huron on the 25th. They got an NBA-like schedule next week. They'll be on the road at Harbor Beach, another tough team there for Kingston.
Saginaw Heritage, I believe they're one of the better teams in Class A, and wow. They are coming to Kingston. So, I mean,
that says a lot.
It's pretty impressive, yeah.
Usually it's the smaller schools going to Class A.
I mean, that just goes to show the respect that Kingston has earned from, you know, the way that they've played the past decade and a half now.
Deckerville has Reese next week on the 25th. It's a home game.
It's a good one.
That's a good schedule. That. Again, they loaded their schedules, both these teams. They're going to be better for it. Deckerville, I know they're disappointing this. Their conference losses are just 2 losses, and that was to Kingston. Mm-hmm. Pretty successful season, but, you know, had a chance to get a share of it. But, hey, this is going to prepare you for the playoffs in a couple weeks when they get to that point. And we'll talk about that on Thumb Sportsline on Tuesday. So, all right, and speaking of playoffs, we'll talk about that from Sportsline. We'll get there. Thank you again to Carl Necco and the Kingston school staff here for hosting us here on WBGV 92.5. Kingston with a win, 44-32, and the Big Thumb Blue Division champions. Thank you for tuning in. That's the final regular season game here as we'll get ready for playoffs. Next week, our first game will be Croswell-Lexington in the district semifinals against the Emily City Spartans. Thank you for tuning in here on WBGV 92.5 FM.
Cruising the lakeshore on M25 or motoring down M90. It's always a good ride. We're local with news, sports, weather, and the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV FM, Marlette.